To CPR News and KRCC, I'm Bozzy Kanani. Governor Jared Polis signed an executive order Monday aimed at curbing a mountain pine beetle outbreak in Ponderosa Forest along the Front Range. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Polis says the infestation is in the beginning stages, but will be visible along U.S. Highway 285 and the I-70 corridor. He attributes the outbreak to drought and a warming climate. He says a recent briefing left him alarmed by how much the outbreak is expected to spread.
Most or nearly all mature ponderosa pines will be killed by pine beetles in the Western Front Range over the next several years. So it's already started.
Polis says it's a risk for wildfires, water quality, recreation, and the economy. He's appointed a task force to try to use the best science and coordinate a response with private and public landowners. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Weld County has recorded its first measles case of 2025, pushing the state's total for the year to 36. The case is in a school-aged child who had not received the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR, vaccine. Health officials say they developed measles after traveling to an area of another state where there's an ongoing measles outbreak. For the first time, the Denver Art Museum has an exhibit that features art created entirely by veterans. It's called Beyond the Military, From Combat to Canvas. Jim Stevens is a Vietnam veteran who helped make the exhibit possible. His work is also featured.
There's an emotion coming out of these images from somewhere that I don't always see in non-veteran work. But either way, it's brilliant to look at.
The exhibit at the Denver Art Museum runs through February. More news at CPR.org and KRCC.org.